It was a bitterly cold October in the early part of the 18th century. Damp fog hung in the air, and the mists rose from the lowlands surrounding Newark. Waters oozed out and inundated the meadows, and the fields lay under stagnant floods and marshland. The people of Newark had grown weary of the state of things and had tried to dig ditches and dikes to alleviate the waters, to no avail. They sent a call to the other side of the ocean, to the princes of drainage, the clever Dutch, to help them. They came, and this October, great engineering works were afoot to redeem the marshes from the dreaded winter visitor known as the Waters. Each day the Dutchmen rowed out from Newark to the villages and open country to build dikes and dams, and stayed there until the afternoon's waning light warned them to hasten home, for it was evil travelling across the swampy lands. There was one engineer, however, by the name of Wilhelm Gopher, who was working near Arum, and who, so intent on finishing his daily work, did not notice the fall of darkness and the descent of the thickest fog. He lost his way, strayed off the path, and his horse began to sink into the deep, boggy marshes. Imagine his terror as he feared being sucked down to his certain death. He dismounted, sank to his knees, and prayed for deliverance. In the depths of his despair, he heard a faint sound. Was he dreaming, or could it possibly be the sound of church bells? His spirits began to soar. If they were the bells of Newark, he had a chance. All he had to do was follow the direction of the peal. The alternative was to risk certain death. He began his long journey across those deadly marshes, heartened by that joyful sound and praying that it would continue. Eventually, he was able to make out the glimmer of the lights of Newark and know that he was delivered to safety. Reaching the town, Wilhelm resolved to mark his rescue by bequeathing a sum of money to the ringers of Newark, that they might ring out a peal of bells at that same time each year, in the hope that they might guide another lost traveller to safety. The precise wording of Gopher's bequest has long since disappeared, but the tradition of ringing for Gopher lives on. Each year the bells of Newark Parish Church ring out the Gopher bells between 5 and 6 o'clock on the Sunday evenings during October and November. If you should hear the bells this Sunday, think for a moment of the legend of Gopher and the custom which he inspired that has proved to be one of the town's most enduring legends.